everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Kat.
And I'm Elsie.
Today, we've got a really fun article for you. But first, I gotta ask, are you an animal lover, Elsie?
Animal lover? 是不是爱动物的人呢? I was not
an
animal lover, but wait, I am now.
Oh, really? What changed?
Because I'm not scared of them anymore.
Ah, yeah.
What about you?
Oh, I love animals, and I've loved animals my whole life, yeah.
Really?
My family always had pets. Which animals do you like the most?
I think I like cats, especially grumpy cats.
Grumpy cats?
Uh-huh.
You like their faces?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm a big fan of all kinds of animals, but...
Really?
I do also have a special place in my heart for cats, especially when they like to be close to you and they're nice to be around. I have two cats at my house, actually.
Wow, and your name is Cat?
Meow! Yes. Even if you don't have any cats, there are some places in Taipei where you can go spend time with them.
Oh,
wow. Let's check out the article and find out what they are.
Have coffee with cats in a cat cafe.
In the winter, it feels nice to cuddle with a fur baby, a cute cat. If you don't have cats at home, you can go to a cat cafe.Here are a few great spots to enjoy. Yabu Cafe. The first cafe on the list is Yabu Cafe. Yabu is close to Yongkan Street in Da'an District. The cafe has nice green and red walls. A friendly cat, Gray Hu Mian, spends many lazy days there.Yabu sometimes has music shows, too. Minimal Cafe. The next cafe is Minimal Cafe, near Shida Night Market. Minimal Cafe has many nice cats. The coffee there is good, too. Minimal is open late, so take a break there,before you leave the night market.
Word power!
Spot. Spot. Sun Moon Lake is a great spot to visit in Taiwan. Sun Moon Lake is a great spot to visit in Taiwan. List.List. Ted made a list before he went shopping at the store. Ted made a list before he went shopping at the store. Near. Near. Emma walks her dog in this park.Because she lives near here. Emma walks her dog in this park because she lives near here. Coffee. Coffee. Wendy drinks a cup of black coffee every morning before breakfast.Wendy drinks a cup of black coffee every morning before breakfast.
Okay, so we start off saying, in the winter, it feels nice to cuddle with a fur baby, a cute cat. Fur baby? That's an interesting way to cuddle, to call them. So, what is this cuddle?
Cuddle, 就是我们刚刚做出来的依偎拥抱的动作。It feels nice to cuddle with somebody or something in the winter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially with a fur baby.
Yes.
Fur 这个字呢是动物的皮毛，所以冬天跟一只可爱的猫咪毛宝贝依偎的感觉很舒服。It feels good.
Yeah, it does. And we call fur babies anything that's like a furry little animal that is nice to us.
Yes.
So, if you don't have have cats at home, you can go to a cat cafe.
Oh, so cafe is 咖啡厅。那你家如果没有养猫的话，你可以去猫咪咖啡厅。You know what? There are so many cat cafes.
Yeah,
now,
so many.
Especially in Taipei, I guess. And there are 5 cat cafes around my house.
Wow, I have at least 3 around mine.
See? Yeah. So many. But I've only been to one of them.
Yeah, I've been to a few of them before. I've definitely been to one of the ones that we're talking about here. Actually, 2 of them.
Ooh.
So here, now we're going to talk about which cafes to go to. So here are a few great spots to enjoy. And in this sentence, we see our first word, power word, and that is spot. S-P-O-T. It's a noun, spot. Let's find out what it means. All right, we're talking about the word spot.A spot is just another word for a place. Usually, it's a place that people are interested in going to see. Tourist spots are places that people should see if they're traveling. And a hot spot is a place that's very popular the time you're talking about it, like a new restaurant, a dance club, maybe some place like, that you would go with your friends, like KTV. Even mountains and beaches can be good spots to enjoy your time. Here's an example.Sun Moon Lake is a great spot to visit in Taiwan. Sun Moon Lake is a great spot to visit in Taiwan.
Spot 这个名词呢是地点场所的意思。那 Sun Moon Lake 就是我们的日月潭，它是台湾一个可以走访的绝佳地点。那这里呢有很几个很棒的地方要介绍给大家。So what's the first spot we're going to introduce to our students?
All right, let's find out. It is Yabu Cafe.That's the first cafe on the list is Yabu Cafe.
Oh, Yabu Cafe.
Yabu.
What does Yabu mean?
I don't think it means anything. I think it's a silly word.
可能就是中文的雅布。所以清单上面的第一间 Yabu Cafe 就是雅布咖啡啦。So can you tell us more about the word list?
Yeah, so it said Yabu Cafe is part of a list. List is another one of our word power words. It's a noun spelled L-I-S-T, list. Let's find out what that means.Okay, we're talking about the word list. When we make a list, it's where we write down or keep in our head some things that are in a row. There are many different kinds of lists. You can make a to-do list for remembering things you have to do. And on some websites, like Facebook or Instagram, you have friends lists that show you who your friends are. You can make a list of almost anything. Here's an example. Ted made a list before he went shopping at the store.Ted made a list before he went shopping at the store. So Ted made a list of things that he needed to buy at the store.
List, 它是清单的意思。To make a list 代表的是列清单。那我们例句说 ,Ted 去商店购物之前啊列了一张清单。So Kat, where is this Yabu Cafe?
Well, Yabu is close to Yongkang Street in Da'an District.
Do you know where that is?
Yes, and I've actually been to it a few times.
I
like to do work there or study there, something like that.
Oh, you can also do your work in the cafe.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a great place to work. Okay. And cats will come to you and cuddle with you?
Mm-hmm, but...Only one, actually.
Only one cat. Okay. 我们这边在这个句子看到了 close 这个字。以前学的 close 都当动词用，是关闭，像是 close the door, close the window, close your book. 那这里的 close 它是形容词，代表靠近、接近的。A is close to B, 代表 A 和 B 两地是相近的。For example, my house is close to many cat cafes, 我家跟很多猫咪咖啡厅是相近的。那如果是远的呢，我们可以说 far from. A is far from B, A 和 B 是遥远的。那课文里面我们说到雅布咖啡啊，它在大安区，靠近永康街 Yongkang Street.
Mm-hmm, Yongkang Street. So...The cafe has nice green and red walls. Looks a little bit like Christmas in there.
So, yeah. Do you feel like home when you're in the cafe?
Yeah, it feels very comfortable. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's a lot of people in there, but the cat doesn't seem to mind.
Yeah. 这家咖啡厅呢有绿墙和红墙 The colors make people and cats there feel warm.
Yes. So...How about this cat who lives there?
Yeah.
A friendly cat, Gray Hu Mian, spends many lazy days there.
Oh, so there is this friendly cat.
Uh-huh.
这个友善的猫是什么猫呢？虎面。
虎面。
虎面就是猫的种类。It's a breed, right?
I'm not sure, but he's gray and he has some stripes on his body.
看起来他的猫脸像是老虎一样。那这只虎面猫呢，在那边度过了很多慵懒的日子。The cat just lies there and he sleeps and does nothing.
Yeah, he has a good life.
Yeah.
Okay. And Yabu has other things. Yabu sometimes has music shows too.
Oh, do you like music shows?
I do, yeah. I like
What kind of music do you like?
Maybe rock or sometimes dance music or things like that. Yeah.
服务哦。所以亚布咖啡呢，有的时候也会有音乐表演。那我们这边看到了 sometimes 这个频率副词，代表的是偶尔。有时候，那如果总是呢？记得吗？我们要用 always。那如果从来不呢？我们要用的是 never。
Mm-hmm. So, we're going to talk about another cafe in our list, and this is one that I go to a lot, actually.
Oh, what's this cafe's name?
Okay, so we're going to talk about another cafe called Minimal Cafe. The next cafe is Minimal Cafe near Shida Night Market.
所以这个 Minimal Cafe, 它是靠近师大 Night Market. I bet you've been to Shida Night Market before, right?
Lots of times. I live close to there.
Oh, that's why. I love this market a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so the cafe is near the market. What does near mean?
So near is our third word, power word, and it's a preposition spelled N-E-A-R. Near. I guess let's find out how to use it.Okay, so we're talking about the word near. Something that is near is not far away, it's close to you. If I live one street away from Heping Road, I can say, I live near Heping Road. Whenever we say near, we need something after it, the thing it's close to. Near my house, near Taiwan, near Shida Night Market. If we want to say nothing after, we can say nearby. Heping Road is nearby. Okay, here's an example of near.Emma walks her dog in this park because she lives near here. Emma walks her dog in this park because she lives near here.
Near 这个介系词呢，代表的是在某处的附近。我们例句说到啊 ，Emma 都在这个公园遛她的狗，因为她就住在这里的附近。那我们在课文里面讲到极简咖啡呢，它是靠近师大夜市。Minimal Cafe is close to 师大 Night Market.
Right.
注意哦，这边用到的是。Be close to 的用法。
Okay, so next we learn what is in Minimal Cafe. Mm-hmm. So Minimal Cafe has many nice cats. Yabu has one, Minimal Cafe has so many.
How many?
More than 10, I think.
More than 10, 里面有这么多的猫咪。
Yeah.
极简咖啡有很多很棒的猫咪，而且 more than 10, 超过十只。
Wow!
Okay. I have to go there.
Definitely. The coffee there is good too.
Oh, so you can also drink, enjoy the coffee there.
What is
coffee?
The word is coffee. That's our fourth word, power word. And it is a noun, of course. It's spelled C-O-F-F-E-E. That's two F's and two E's. Coffee. Let's learn what about coffee. All right, so coffee is, of course, a very popular drink. It's made from the coffee bean. You can drink it in the morning to get some energy.You can drink it black, which means with no milk. You can have a cafe latte, coffee with milk, or have it in many other styles like macchiato, doppio, you can have espresso. And where is a good place to enjoy coffee? A cafe, of course. So here's an example. Wendy drinks a cup of black coffee every morning before breakfast. Wendy drinks a cup of black coffee every morning before breakfast. So Wendy likes her coffee with no milk.And she drinks it in the morning to get energy.
Coffee 就是咖啡啦。那我们例句说啊 ，Wendy 每天早上吃早餐之前呢，都会先喝杯黑咖啡。通常呢，加在咖啡前面的单位，我们都用 cup. A cup of coffee 就是一杯咖啡的意思。So, can you tell us more about this Minimal Cafe?
Okay.
Since you've been there so many times.
Yes. So we have nice cats, many nice cats. Good coffee. And here's another great thing about it. Minimal is open late. So, take a break there before you leave the night market.
Oh, 所以机器人咖啡的营业时间比较晚。所以在离开夜市之前呢，你可以在这家咖啡厅里面 take a break, 就是休息一下啦。那在这个句子里面呢，我们看到 late, 它是副词的用法，代表晚。不过呢 late 本身也可以当作形容词用，这种跟形容词同形的情状副词呢，我们先进 Magic Box 听讲师讲解它跟形容词同形的情状副词。
Magic Box 找亮点
啊，没有错，唱高音对我来说就是这么轻松简单，I sing high notes easily. 没办法，谁叫我西安天后玛丽亚凯子天生歌喉赞。You should get tickets early. 想听我的演唱会，记得早点去买票哦。英文里面就有一类词叫做副词，副词呢也是用来形容，但是跟形容词有什么不同呢？形容词哦是用来形容事物的，例如呢形容我本人很美丽。I am a beautiful girl. 我是一个很美丽的女孩。形容词 beautiful 就是用来辅助说明，让你知道我是一个怎么样的女孩，我是一个美丽的女孩。而副词呢，就是用来辅助形容动词的状态。例如哦，我唱歌 I sing， 但是我唱的怎么样呢？我唱的很美丽。I sing beautifully， 我唱歌唱得很美，动作很美，歌声很美。这个 beautifully 就是呢 beautiful 的副词。那我们知道了副词跟形容词用在个别用在什么地方，今天就要来认识的是情态副词。情态副词呢就用来描述动词如何进行，用来说明事件是如何发生的。例如刚刚的例句呢， I sang this high note easily，这个 easily 就是一个情态副词，用来形容天后我唱歌，尤其是唱高音的时候，多么的轻松，多么的容易。情态副词有哪些呢？通常呢，我们就可以把形容词字尾加上 ly， 它呢就变成一个副词了。例如呢 ，easy 变成 easily。OK，careful 变成 carefully， 但是呢，今天要特别介绍四个情态副词，它们形容词副词是长得一模模一样样哦。OK， 那就是 early and late， 早的晚的，还有 fast 快的，跟 hard 辛苦的努力的。比方说呢 ，I wake up early and stay up late。OK， 我每天都早早起床，晚晚睡觉。I wake up early。And stay up late. 这里的 early 跟 late 呢，就是用来修饰动词片语 wake up 跟 stay up。为什么要早早起晚晚睡呢？因为我的行程很满哦，行程很多。I have to move very fast. 我必须呢要快速的移动才能够完成所有事情。I have to move very fast. OK， 然后别忘了我是歌唱天后哦。I practice singing.Very often， 我很常要练唱哦。要是不晚点睡，怎么会有时间练唱呢？哎，身为天后的我，太忙，真是让人烦恼哦。 OK， 所以呢，各位记得可以去 Minimal Cafe 看一看哦。Now, I think we have to go to our
review time. Yes, we're going to play some games. So, let's find out what we're going to review.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Welcome back for review time, and today we're going to play a game called Charades.
Yay!
Yeah! So Charades is an acting game where you just act out what is the word, and the other person has to guess. You can't speak, you can't make noises, you can't, spell it in the air.That's a no-no. Okay. So we're going to try out a couple of words from our word power today. So should I act first? And
okay.
You want to try and guess?
Okay.
Okay, let me think.
注意看 cat.
Yeah.
它比什么呢
okay. Okay.
She just drank a cup of coffee and she got all excited.
You got it. What was the word?
So the word is coffee. How do you spell coffee?C-O-F-F-E-E, 两个 F, 两个 E, 要记得哦。Okay, so it's my turn now,
That's right. Square, writing, writing more. Check, 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 check. Sounds like you made, sounds like, looks like you made a list?
没错 that's right. I just made a list. 我制作一张清单。Okay, so I think our students can play this game too with their friends, right?
That's right, yeah. Charades is really fun to play, in any case.
So now I guess we have to say goodbye to them.
Okay, so we're going to see you for day two, where we're going to talk about at least one more really cool cafe, really special cafe.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.
Have coffee with cats in a cat cafe.
In the winter, it feels nice to cuddle with a fur baby, a cute cat. If you don't have cats at home, you can go to a cat cafe. Here are a few great spots to enjoy. Yabu Cafe. The first cafe on the list is Yabu Cafe. Yabu is close to Yongkan Street in Da'an District.The cafe has nice green and red walls. A friendly cat, Gray Hu Mian, spends many lazy days there. Yabu sometimes has music shows, too. Minimal Cafe. The next cafe is Minimal Cafe, near Shida Night Market. Minimal Cafe has many nice cats. The coffee there is good too. Minimal is open late, so take a break there before you leave the night market. Spot, spot. Sun Moon Lake is a great spot.To visit in Taiwan. Sun Moon Lake is a great spot to visit in Taiwan. List. List. Ted made a list before he went shopping at the store. Ted made a list before he went shopping at the store.Near, near. Emma walks her dog in this park because she lives near here. Emma walks her dog in this park because she lives near here. Coffee, coffee. Wendy.Drinks a cup of black coffee every morning before breakfast. Wendy drinks a cup of black coffee every morning before breakfast.